1997.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. A little cloudy outside, a little bit on the cool side, the last official weekend of summer. And after the weekend, fall is here. So let's start to think. Fall is for planting. Fall is a time to prepare our property for the changes in the seasons. And fall is a great time to get back out in the yard. No more days with 90 degree weather, hopefully, where you live. Days where we can get outside and, you know, mow the grass and really enjoy it, weed and really enjoy it without going, oh, I'm going to die out there. It's so hot. I love the fall season. One of my favorite. I love the spring and I love the fall because of the changes and everything that's going to be happening. You know, in the weeks ahead, you're going to see dramatic changes, especially if you live in the northern part of the country. If you live down south, the fall season's a great time of the year, but it's basically a continuing of the summer. When you live in the northern part of the country, it changes. The trees start to say, oh, I'm tired. And they prepare you for the upcoming changes with foliage. Those dark green leaves start to turn yellow, orange, red, and all kinds of combinations in between. You know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful time of the year. So if you have questions about the changes, give us a call, and we'll try and work together to prepare you and to get you going in the right direction. One of the things that everybody should realize is fall is a wonderful, wonderful time for planting. The soil is still warm. We still get additional rain, usually more rain in the fall than we have in the last 2 or 3 months. So that really takes some work away from you because you're getting the additional rain. You're getting dew every morning. So that's adding moisture to your flower beds, to what's left of your vegetable garden, to the new trees that you're going to be putting in. And normally at this time of the year, we have sales on our trees and shrubs from the nurseries. And this year, there's going to be a lot of sales. What's happened is this. If you think back during April, we had in New England, where I live, and I'm sure every place else is about the same, we had a real hot spring. We had temperatures in the high 80s and low 90s during April. So plants that traditionally bloom at that time of the year, because it was so hot and it lasted, the flowering period was shorter. So, for example, dogwoods normally bloom close to a month. This year, the dogwoods bloomed 2 weeks. Flowering pears, your fruit trees, they're supposed to bloom for a good 3 weeks, sometimes 4 weeks. They only bloom 2 weeks. Rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, they're supposed to bloom 4, 5, sometimes even 6 weeks. Not this year. 2, 2.5 weeks, it was over. So the blooming time of all of our flowering plants was half what it normally was. The nurseries didn't sell them, and now they're having sales. So take advantage of the sales and get some fall planting done. The things that you want to say to yourself is this. Okay, I need to buy some nice trees. What do I look for? The first thing you look for is if it's in a container, in a plastic pot, great. That means that the root ball is going to be intact. But if it's in a ball and burlap rather than a container, look at the quality of the ball. Is it firm? Is the burlap still on it? Does it look like it's really beaten up? Feel the root ball. If it feels soft and mushy, it's kind of flattened out a little bit. And when you move it, it seems to be very loose. The tree itself feels loose. You know, that's not a good sign. If it's firm, nice, strong burlap, and the plant looks good, buy it. If you look at the plant and it's an evergreen and there's dead branches throughout the whole thing, root ball's kind of soft, you may want to question that. One of the best ways to decide if the sale is good is to look at the nursery itself. And if the nursery is full of color, it's clean, there's no weeds coming up all over the place, the general appearance of the business looks good, then the plant material in that nursery normally will be very good. If it's a plant that is a deciduous plant, a plant that loses its foliage during the winter, you get there, some of the leaves have already fallen, which is normal, because when a plant is dug, some of those roots are cut. So the plant is not going to retain the foliage as long as one that's well established in the lawn. So any branches that you question, bend them. If they feel flexible, that's a good thing. If you scratch through the bark and the bark underneath it is green, that's telling you that it's still alive. If you scratch through the bark and it seems to be brown, there's no flexibility, you look at the buds, and the buds, instead of being shiny, look dried out, that means you have a problem. So that may not be the tree to select for your house. So look around, take advantage of the sales. The month of September and October are wonderful, wonderful times for you to do landscaping, planting around your house, and take advantage of these sales. But look at the plants first, examine them closely, look and think with your eyes. If it looks good, there's green, it's flexible, there's not a lot of dead on it, the root ball's in good quality, the nursery itself has a good reputation, think about doing some fall planting. And if you have any questions, you give us a call, 800-259-9231. That's the number to call, and we're all going to work together to have a great gardening season. And this morning we want to say a special hello to a new radio station in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, WNRI, 1380 AM. Great to have you along, and we hope to educate your listeners. And if we can help you, remember, call us Sunday mornings. We're here for you. And we have a newsletter that we do every single Thursday. Go to my website, paulparent.com, and parent is like mom and dad, parent.com. Sign up for the newsletter at the top of the page, and there's a sample. When you click on newsletter, you put in your email address, submit, but there's a sample of this past week's newsletter. Just so you can see what it's like. This past week, we did tips on what you should be doing in your garden. What to do with your vegetable garden. What to do with your flowers, annuals, perennials, roses. What to do with your lawn. And believe me, this is the best time to plant a new lawn. So if your lawn has got a lot of crabgrass in it, you have a lot of dead spots, now is the time to plant a new lawn. And we'll tell you about that during the hour. But we have a very special guest coming up at 7 o'clock today. We are going to talk about cotton. And joining us is Steve Nichols. He's from Lubbock, Texas, and he is in charge of growing cotton for the Bayer Advance Company. So if you receive cotton seed from me, or you know somebody that did, make sure that you take some notes, or better still, at 7 o'clock, give them a call, and you can learn everything about cotton.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control, available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Now, there's a lot that needs to be done. So, for the remaining part of the half hour here, let's talk about what we need to do. First thing is we need to get the grass back into shape. And I know a lot of you are in towns where you still cannot water. Your lawns have a lot of dead spots in them, and this is the best time to repair those lawns. Now, if you have a big area, don't worry about taking the steel rake, scratching it. It's just too much work. And the days of taking a rototiller and chewing up all that dead grass and restart replanting from seed, those days are gone. You can rent a machine called a seed slicer. And a seed slicer is like a lawnmower, but it's full of small blades that instead of spinning horizontally, like a lawnmower, spin vertically. On top of the machine is a bucket, and you fill it with your grass seed. You start this machine, and you hold on. It will literally pull you across the yard, and as it does, it cuts grooves in the dead grass, and the seed falls into these grooves. And then all you need to do is add a little bit of fertilizer, and if there's moss, some lime, and then water every single day. So the days of digging up the old grass are gone. You don't have to do that. All I want you to do this year, take your lawnmower, lower the height of the blade as close to the ground as possible, and scalp the lawn. You don't have to worry about raking it, but scalp it as close as possible. Take your seed slicer, and if there's a lot of big dead spots, go north to south with your seed slicer. And then do the same thing east to west. That will put double the amount of seed. Now, if we're going to go through all this work don't skip on a seed. The seed costs nothing compared to your time, to your labor, to your effort, and to do this again next year. So buy double the amount of seed, go north to south, east to west, with the seed slicer, and if it's just patches here and there, put more seed than what you call for. Now, if you have nice open areas, the grass is all gone because you've cleaned it, and you have open loam, or you're starting from scratch, take your rake and comb the soil so that you make little grooves with your rake. It makes like a little trench. Apply your seed first. That way you can see where you have put it. Second, fertilizer. Finally, lime if you have moss, okay? And if you have a lot of pines, oaks, and maples, maybe a good idea to put some lime. They're not going to cost you that much more, and it will sweeten the soil to help the seeds to germinate better. Now, these grooves that you've made are going to go from north to south. You're going to take your rake, regular bamboo or a plastic leaf rake, turn it upside down so that the teeth face up, and you're going to comb the ground east to west. What that is going to do is going to collapse these little grooves that you've made in the soil, cover the seeds with soil, and then when you water, the rest of this trench will collapse. Now your seed is pretty much covered with soil, and if you can keep it wet, it is going to germinate a lot faster. If the seed sits on top of the ground and is not covered with soil, the germination is not going to be as good. So, trench north to south, seed, fertilizer, lime, and then comb it into the ground, but the teeth are up, not down. Otherwise, you're going to pull it all into a pile. And water, water, water. And make sure that it has no annual seed, all perennial.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The new EcoSmart Home Pest Control is organic and non-toxic, plant-based formula containing essential oils. Essential oils are nature's pesticides, safe to use around kids and pets. It will kill and repel over 100 home-invading pests. Its fast-acting formula will kill on contact. Food-grade ingredients make EcoSmart safe to use in the kitchen, around food preparation areas, and storage. Will not harm your environment. Look for the green and white package with a red safety seal. It's not just smart, it's
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At sparkleauto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at preparedbinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a great day to get out in that yard and get some of the garden cleaned up. And if we can help you, 800-259-9231. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are we ready to do a little bit of gardening today?
Absolutely, as always.
Wonderful. Who do we have up first, Don?
Up first, this is Barry from Portland, Maine, who has a question about his roses.
Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this beautiful day?
Terrific. And yourself?
Oh, well, Paul, we are in the middle of a conundrum. We need your help.
Okay.
We went to Falmouth, that wonderful nursery, and bought 63 roses to create this beautiful rose bed. They're all planted. They went in on Wednesday.
Okay.
And now I have been told that the water in the building is going to be shut off the middle of October. And there will be no way to water.
Okay. Well, if it's the middle of October, you still have 30 days.
Right.
And the ground is still very nice and warm, Barry. So I don't think you're going to have a problem. Now, have you put down any bark mulch over soil?
Yes.
Okay. I think you're going to be very, very fine. Between now and the middle of October, as long as you can keep them moist, and the ground being as warm as it is, that rose bush is going to produce a root system to get it established during the winter.
You've put down some bark mulch that's going to insulate the ground to hold the heat in there even longer. It will help to insulate it during the winter. Now, the one thing that you really should do, first of all, no major pruning of these newly planted roses. You never prune roses in the fall of the year when you live in New England. Never. You prune to get the dead flowers off, but don't cut them back hard, okay? Now, when they turn off the water, by the middle of October, most of the foliage on these roses will have come off. What I want you to do is go back to Skillen's Nursery, and I want you to buy something called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. It's a liquid wax, and you're going to spray the branches of each of these roses, and it will plug up all of the pores, preventing the wind from pulling moisture out of these stems. And it will really help the roses a great deal. Now, if you've got some bark mulch left, make a mound of bark mulch like a teepee or a mushroom around the rose about a foot high. And that will create this mound of soil or bark mulch. You can use anything. You can use shredded leaves, pine needles, salt marsh hay, seaweed, anything like that. And that will insulate the foot from the ground up against movement during the winter. And that will make your roses that much better. But the main thing that you need to know, Barry, is keep it moist. And make sure that you use an anti-desiccant because the roots of those roses are not going to be fully established between now and then. They'll be okay, but use the anti-desiccant. If you can put something around them, you'll be in great shape. But don't worry about it. By the middle of October, the rose will be well established. And you'll be in great shape. So everything is fine. Don't worry about it. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Al from Maine, who has a couple of questions, one about asparagus and one about pig manure.
Okay. Al, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you very much for taking my call. I truly enjoy your newsletters, and I look forward to seeing you at the Topsail Fair in October.
It's coming.
I have two questions. My first one is, I planted an asparagus bed this year. I did everything like you said, and my ferns are fantastic. I mean, I've mulched it and kept it watered and fertilized like your newsletter said. Now that we're into fall, what's the proper way to put it to bed? You know.
Okay. And now what was your second question?
Pig manure. I have a chance, some guy who had a pig farm is getting rid of his farm, and he's got piles and piles of pig manure, and I want to know if that's, you know, acceptable to put in the garden.
Oh, pig manure is very good, and you don't normally see that. And one of the reasons why it's so good is the pigs themselves really do a good job in chewing their food that they eat. Unlike a horse, for example, that is chewing grain and doesn't chew it as well as he should. Well, a pig will do a real good job in chewing it and breaking up the seed before he swallows. So that means less weed. Also, a horse, they mix the manure while the manure is dropped on straw or hay, usually hay, and the hay is full of weed seed anyways. So a pig, you're going to have a lot less weeds in it. So the older the manure, the better it's going to be for you. So clean out the garden once we've had a frost or when things are done, and then just spread it right over the entire garden. And if you have time to till it in, that's great. Pitchfork it, take a rake and scratch it in, And, I mean, if you can get enough to put an inch of it on top of the ground, you're golden. Now, on your asparagus, as long as that beautiful feathery foliage is green, leave it alone. Wait till we've had a frost and the foliage begins to turn yellow or brown. And once it does, then cut it flush to the ground. But until then, just leave it alone. Now, you're probably going to notice on the foliage these little BB size pods on it. Those are full of seeds. So when you're cleaning the garden of all the dead foliage, if you see any of these green pods, pull them off and throw them on the ground where your asparagus is. These pods will break open. They've got seeds in them. The seeds will get in contact with the soil because you're throwing them there. And next spring, those seed pods are going to germinate and start new plants. And that's what makes asparagus a good perennial, because you're continuously getting new seeds that fall. The new seeds start new plants, and it rejuvenates some of the older plants that are getting tired. So give them a good cut, shake off any seeds, clean the garden, and if you want to put some of that pig manure right on top of the asparagus, whoa, because every time it rains, the goodness of that manure will leach down to the roots. It will make the soil richer. The roots can absorb all of the goodness of that animal manure. And you're going to see that your garden will be better and better and better. You don't hear of pig manure because in New England, you know, we have pig farms, but not like we have dairy or chicken. So it's in this area, it's not something that you hear a lot about, but it's a real good, clean manure. So use it. But get the oldest stuff that you can, and if you can get it into the ground, don't rototill where the asparagus is. Just kind of scratch it, because if you rototill, you're going to damage the roots of your asparagus. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
This is Beth from Cape Elizabeth, Maine, and she has a question about a newly planted tree.
Okay. Tell me about your newly planted tree. Is it a flowering or a leaf tree?
I just planted a Japanese tree lilac, and it's about 2 inches in diameter. It came in a nice root ball, and what we noticed was the leaves were like lime green, kind of yellow. So my question is, should I fertilize this coming with fall coming up? And also, is this a tree that should be wrapped, the trunk of the tree?
You're going to love this tree. This is one of my favorite flowering trees. As a matter of fact, I have 3 of them planted along my split rail fence. And it's a tree that flowers when most trees are done blooming. So it gives you color later in the year. The trunk does not have to be wrapped. It's a very strong tree, and it does not need any special treatment. If it has a big top on it, what I want you to do is go outside today, grab a hole of the trunk of the tree, and see how easy it is for you to move it. And the reason I want you to do this is this. If it's windy, does the tree move back and forth? If it does, that's telling you that for every action above the ground with the wind, there will be a reaction below the ground where the roots are. And if this is moving, it may be a good idea for between now and until May to stake the tree so that when the wind blows, it doesn't move. And that way, the little roots that are forming are not going to be broken with the movement above the ground with the reaction below the ground. As far as fertilizer, if you plant it with compost, with manure, with peat and things like that, you should be okay. The only thing that I would add to it, if your concern is a fertilizer that has mycorrhizae. Now, there's a product called Biotone that you can buy at any garden center. You can buy it in a 5-pound bag so that you don't need to buy a 50-pound bag of fertilizer. And Biotone has a lot of microbes in it. And the whole reason with the mycorrhizae is to stimulate the roots to get the plant established quicker. Also, if you can find, I don't know if a nursery near you has it, but there is now a liquid mycorrhizae called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. And Thrive is the first liquid mycorrhizae. You would mix it with water, pour it around the tree, and the microbes will get to the roots, and they will continue to work as long as the ground is not frozen. So you've got 2 weeks in September, all of October, and most of November, that these microbes can get that tree caught. So either Biotone or Plant Thrive, and check for the movement. And if it's really moving with easy attempt by you, then you can either buy a staking kit or a couple of tall hardwood stakes with wire and hose will hold it in place. Other than that, just keep it moist. Even though the leaves are coming off, and they will be, and your tree lilac will tolerate 50 below zero. That's why I like it.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plantone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Hollytone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulbtone from Espoma.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilone from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Fall is such a great time for planting. Just like the last caller, we're talking about a newly planted tree. Now, a tree lilac, if you can find it, and you're looking for a flowering tree that's unique and different, and this is why I like it. You know, springtime, you've got flowering cherry, you got flowering pear, you got flowering crabs, you have dogwood, and yes, it is magnificent. Magnolias. It's beautiful. But in the summer, there's not a heck of a lot. And this tree lilac is great. It has a flower that looks like a feather. It's white. And it doesn't have any fragrance. Well, it has a little bit, but not the really strong fragrance of a regular lilac. But it blooms at a time of the year where there's not a lot of color. So, you know, if you think of something different and unique, think about this tree lilac. It's a wonderful plant. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Gail from Hudson, Massachusetts, who has a question about her lawn.
Gail, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I have a question about my lawn.
Yes.
I you were out here a few years ago. I live in Hudson, Mass., and I have a lawn that faces south, and I'm on a hill. And we can't water because we have the well water. And it's right now I'm looking out. My lawn is horrible. It looks like the desert, and it's never been good. It's where the leaching field is for the septic system, so there probably was never enough topsoil here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, my vegetable garden is at the bottom of the hill, so that's fine. It gets water, but it's horrible. We really have to bring in some topsoil. My question is, can I put the topsoil right over the lawn, or do I have to remove it? And because we tried once with the seed slicer and the Jonathan Green, and it burns out every year. It just looks horrible. And we have to do something. And my other question is, we got some of that converted organics fertilizer, and I was going to put that on today. My husband thinks it's a waste. I'm honest, Ted, but can I put that on before we get the soil? Or what do I do? It's just I look out at my flowers are pretty. I water those, but everything else is just horrible. I just see a few patches of witchgrass, and it looks pretty bad. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Are you planning on seeding the lawn this fall?
I was going to do it today. I got the bags yesterday. I was going to put that converted organics on it.
Okay, but you were talking about putting down some loam and seeding.
Yeah, we don't have the loam yet. I have the fertilizer right now.
Okay, what I would rather that you do is, yeah, if you're going to be reseeding, put the loam. The first thing that you do is you mow the grass as short as you can. Spread your loam on top of the existing grass. That way, if there's any good stuff, the good stuff will grow through the new layer of loam and reestablish itself. That way, it's not wasted. Put down your seed, then put your converted organic fertilizer on top of the seed. If you put it underneath it and you put an inch of loam, the grass seed won't be able to get any fertilizer until it grows through the loam and into the existing soil. And the way the fertilizer works, it works with gravity. Gravity pulls it down to the roots. So your roots are now above it. The fertilizer is being pulled down. The roots are trying to chase it. So you're better off to put the fertilizer with the grass seed on top of your new soil. Now, the one thing I want you to do, if this is a steep banking, if you put down an inch of loam or two, and then your seed and your fertilizer, and we get some strong rain, you could lose everything. It'll all roll right down the hill. Make sure that you get some straw. Go to a feed and grain store, and you want just everyday straw, not hay. Hay is for horses. Straw is for a new lawn. And sprinkle a light coating of straw on top of everything, and that way if you do get a rain, the straw will hold it in place, and you'll have less problems with the ground moving. And you can leave the straw on the grass all winter long, and then in the spring, rake it up and use it to control weeds in your vegetable garden. So straw has many, many uses, and in the case of a banking, it prevents it from eroding.